Of the many traditions I have embraced here in Spain, there is one that I have never, ever been able to master, and as a result, enjoy fully. In fact, I don't really enjoy it very much at all. And that is eating sunflower seeds or pipas, PIPAS, as they are called here. This is big business in Spain, earning millions of euros in profits annually. And so that's no peanuts, to use a bad pun. The Spanish snack on them while they're at the park or watching a movie or even at a bar. And now I know eating sunflower seeds is common in a lot of countries. Back in the United States, for example, baseball players are famously known for chewing on them to pass the time, leaving the dugouts strewn with sunflower seed shells or hulls or husks. There are different words for it. But in Spain, it's a totally different dimension, phenomenon in a on a cultural level. This is an entire society that partakes in it, over 50%, 56%, I believe. And the first thing you learn is that they don't eat them shelled, sort of the way the baseball players will too. Nor do they eat them with the shell, as more than one foreigner, including me, has made that mistake and found themselves sort of sputtering out broken bits of seed all over the place. So unless you play baseball, you would find this a confusing activity. The experts, the Spanish, by the way, do it differently. They stick the seed shell in their mouths and place it up and down between their front teeth, and gently bite down to crack open the husk and extract the seed with their tongue. It is a prodigious feat and a technically intricate process that comes naturally to those who have been doing it since they were young children. For me, it's always been sort of a messy and frustrating process, and I usually give up after about three seeds. What do they do with the shells? Well, sort of like the baseball players who throw them on the ground, in some places, that's where these husks will end up. Others on a different plate or in the garbage or maybe in the bag that's been emptied, and they'll just stuff it there. Young people love to do that. Young girls and women seem to be especially adept at this habit. Teenagers are, in general, big fans. Bag in one hand, shells strewn on the ground all around. It's almost a social activity as much as it is a snack eating moment. And as I told you at the beginning, I've always been pretty useless at this, but this has been a custom for as long as I can remember. In fact, as long as anyone can remember. But is it really that long ago? From a Spanish history perspective, it's actually a fairly recent incorporation. Now, when did this habit start? Well, we know that sunflowers have been in Europe for centuries. The plant originally was native to North America, but the seeds were brought over through the Spanish in the 16th century. It became particularly popular in Eastern Europe. For the sunflower seed oil in Russia during the 18th century, it became one of the most important crops. And in addition to yielding oil, the leftover crushed seeds were used to make feed for animals. And we also know that through iconic paintings from the Impressionist or Post-Impressionist period by artists like Vincent van Gogh. We know that this plant existed in Europe and that the flower was sold mainly for decorative purposes, as well as sort of medicinal ones. For example, in some areas, they thought the sunflower was a good way of warding off malaria, so they were planted outside of a house with that aim in mind. But when did people start eating these seeds, the pipas? Believe it or not, this is a fairly recent tradition, and by that I mean it hasn't gone back centuries, but rather didn't get going until about the first half of the 20th century. Russians in the rural areas of that country back then, which is what most of Russia was like 100 years ago, ate sunflower seeds as a part of their impoverished diet. They peeled the seed and ate it right there and then. After the Russian Revolution, many brought their custom to the cities, and to this day it is still common in that country, but more associated with country folk than city folk. The Spanish Civil War was not an easy time for many people in Spain, especially in the big cities where food was scarcer. According to the story, the Russians, who had come to Spain to defend the Republican cause, the government, that is, through the Soviet Union, brought with them this tradition, and due to the problem with food supply shortages, the locals began to copy them, and the tradition caught on. That's the general consensus, at least. I mean, we know that sunflowers already existed in Spain before that. There is documented evidence that there was a small but somewhat solid industry in the 1930s before the war. But eating them, eating the seeds, caught on just a little bit later. During the war and after that, when the economy was weak, the country was devastated and food supplies in cities were reduced. It became a popular pastime in this country, substituting other foods like peanuts. The sunflower seeds were salted and roasted and sold in grocery stores and even as a cheap tapa in bars. And it's still that way, especially among the youth here in this country, or young people, young adults too, up to about 40 is where this tradition is most popular. In fact, when it comes to eating sunflower seeds as a single snack, the Spanish are leaders in the world. And to satiate their appetite, where do the Spanish get them from? Well, surprisingly, they don't come from Spain, which is more surprising still because places like Andalusia in the south and Castilla-La Mancha have acres and acres of sunflowers. But it turns out that the majority of production goes towards sunflower seed oil. Spain uses more sunflower seed oil than any other European country. And that might surprise some because here there's a lot of olive oil. That's the major traditional oil that's used here. But this is a cheaper substitute for the highly prized olive oil, but it's more expensive, obviously. And it's particularly good for making desserts and pastries. But these seeds are not the ones that the Spanish use to eat. Okay, and they're not produced here. They come mainly from the United States, as well as other countries like Turkey, Bulgaria, Ukraine, and Argentina. These seeds are imported in raw form, and then here are roasted and salted for sale and consumption here. Some include special flavors, but for the most part, the Spanish prefer just the salty kind. Now, with such a big market here in this country, you might ask yourself, why doesn't Spain just produce their own sunflower seeds to be sold and consumed here? Well, there are different kinds of sunflowers, different varieties, and there's a kind that makes what they call the white sunflower seed, and it's the one that people eat, but it is not produced in Spain. Why is that? Because after all, it's such a uniquely Spanish custom, you'd think the country would produce it like it does olives, saffron, rice, and wine grapes. But this mainly has to do with the country's capacity to produce enough of the best version. The climate here in many parts of inland Spain is favorable for dry land farming, which works for sunflowers, but generally yields far fewer, a far lower harvest for the white seed variety. The white sunflower seed variety is also especially vulnerable to a hollow parasitic plant, which is called jopo, J-O-P-O in Spanish. And in English, it's called the sunflower broom rape. It's quite possible that you've never even heard of a broom rape, not to mention a hollow parasitic plant. A hollow parasitic plant is one that needs to get its carbon from a host plant, Probably the most famous species of this kind is mistletoe, which I didn't know about. Didn't know that was the case until recently. And with the sunflower, the broom rape, which I'm sorry to have to admit is a horrible sounding name for any living organism. It latches onto the sunflower plant at the root and sucks out a lot of its energy. The devastation can be 100% in some cases. So the sunflowers that grow in Spain are the ones I mentioned before, used for oil and animal feed, and they can be defended from this blight. But the white sunflower seed is more vulnerable. And that explains why most of it doesn't come from Spain. It's hard to tell when you get these bags because they don't always give you that information. Some will say that it comes from the United States. Others specify, but in very vague ways, references that say they come from a number of listed countries where the possible origin of the seeds are from, but it could be from any one of a number of countries. And then there are even some brands that will just say that the origin is from outside the European Union, and that isn't very helpful, is it? Regarding the nutritional benefits of sunflower seeds, it is said that an ideal amount, maybe 30 grams, will provide us with a lot of phytonutrients, antioxidants, and anti-inflammatory properties, polyunsaturated fats such as omega-3, zinc, selenium, vitamins E and B, iron, phosphorus, potassium, and magnesium, and some other elements. So, those little seeds do have a lot of nutritional value. Even so, you find a whole sort of array of articles, sometimes mostly saying talking about the benefits of these seeds, but then you'll find some contradictions, like one saying it's excellent for cardiovascular problems, and others saying that it can increase cardiovascular risk. And so, as usual, when you talk about these products, it's hard to know how they can be helpful or do harm. My guess is for the most part, they are beneficial. Anyway, here are some other interesting facts. Most consumers are between 16 and 49 years old, and it's especially popular with younger generations, as I told you at the beginning. Contrary to what I used to think, the practice is still very much alive with millennials and Gen Zers carrying on with the custom. About 60% claims they eat pipas at least once a year, and then there are some who, about 12%, who eat them every day, 17% during the week, and 22% on the weekends, which is when they are most popular. They are a social feature, friends getting together and sharing them. They are also cheap, which also makes them popular with young people. 72% of those who eat them will do so while they're watching TV or a movie, and that's also something that's popular with young people. So there you have it, a little history and a little bit of information about the famous pipas in Spain. If you are familiar with them and eat them, well, then maybe you've just learned a little bit more, something you didn't know. For example, 90% of Spaniards in a recent poll had no idea that their beloved pipas are not grown here in this country. And then, if you've never tried this custom, if you've never tried them, give it a shot. Be patient. It helps to have a Spaniard nearby for a personal tutorial. And that'll be all for this podcast brought to you by Brian's Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian's Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. We do this for free, but we appreciate any support that you can provide. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. And you can also go to our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.